Hey all two SCL listeners, how you doing? I'm producer Belinda, and I'm here to talk with Ruby Jean Cottle about her debut novel, Black River. So Ruby, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, good. It's good to be here.
Yes, I love having you here. So let's jump right in. Could you tell us about Black River?
Yeah, sure. So Black River is my debut novel. It's a paranormal romance. And the main character is a 17-year-old girl called Dusty, and she lives in upstate New York in a mountain town. She's pretty quiet, introverted. She sticks to herself, reads books, doesn't leave the house that much when she has to. And then one morning she wakes up and she's got leaves in her hair and dirt on her feet, and she has no memory of leaving, and she realizes her senses and certain urges are starting to change, including a lust for human blood.
Oh my God. Well, that's quite the morning.
big day for Dusty.
So, aside, I love supernatural tales with a lot of heart, so this is right up my alley. Could you tell us what inspired you to write this and why you decided to blend genres? I also heard that Vampire Diaries and The Summer I Turned Pretty was part of the proverbial mood board.
Yeah, sure. So, well, what's funny, because it's my debut novel, I kind
Which
of...
also was so shocking to me. Oh my God, can I just say?
Well, and it also, like, it made for a funny experience, because I didn't actually set out going, I'm going to write a novel and I'm going to be a novelist. Yeah. I kind of, my kids had just gone to daycare for the first time and I was facing going back into the workforce.
Right.
And I realized I was, you know, paying for someone else to look after them. And I wasn't really doing something I loved and didn't really want to go back to that. So my husband just asked me one day, like, but what was the like last thing you loved doing? And it was writing back in year 12 for my HSC.
Oh my God, cool memory.
So really I just kind of, he was like, look, let's give you 3 months and you can just give it a go and you've got nothing to lose, and then you can start putting in, you know, your CV. Out and about. I sat down and so I kind of just started writing, and I think at the time I was rewatching The Vampire Diaries.
Amazing.
And I've always been a huge fan of the vampire genre, but I didn't necessarily start out with that. It was actually the very last scene of the book, which I can't talk about too much because it's a big spoiler, but that was the first thing I thought of. And I kind of worked back from there.
Amazing.
I have kind of had a long health journey with endometriosis.
Right.
And so being in my body and spending a lot of time in my head has been a big part of my adult life. And so I guess my approach to this, which I think is maybe the point of difference, it's a bit more of a visceral way of looking at becoming a vampire, or your body changing. And I think a lot of the inspiration of that, again, I didn't really think about it, but it just, as I'm like, okay, I'm 17 and I'm feeling these urges. And for me and my perspective, that was very much about, you know, what your body feels like and really noticing the changes in your body.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely felt that while I was reading it. I felt like I was really in the head of Dusty, and I was like, it felt like a lot, which was a very interesting take on the whole vampire, like, transition journey, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
It was very interesting, and I really liked it that I was in, like, her POV.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's funny because, again, I didn't really think about, I wasn't like, oh, what did they do in Twilight or any other of the books I've read. It just kind of, I think because I went in with no pressure, I just kind of felt my way through it, and this is what came out. So
no, for sure, because we have so many things that, like, build our experiences.
Yeah.
And it's like the little bit of context, and it adds a bit.
Exactly.
So, yeah, from that, let's dive a bit deeper. When you sat down to write this mystical tale, what did you want to say to young readers? Was there a feeling, a message, or even a warning you were hoping would come through?
Yeah, I think for me, what I would have loved to have said to myself as a 17-year-old is to be present in your body and to be present in the moment and get out of your head a lot. And again, that's something I had to really learn through some hard experiences, and I'm so grateful that for those experiences.
Yeah.
But I just wish at that time of life when, you know, I wouldn't say it's carefree at all, but you do, you know, that there aren't the same kind of day-to-day pressures that you have as an adult.
Real life, quote unquote, responsibilities.
Exactly. Yeah. And it just feels like such a shame to have missed out on really being present in your body. And I think also as a girl, you know, coming of age.
It is something.
You know, I think a lot of choices I made, or I think if I had just been more in touch with my body, it would have really changed my experience and for the better. So I think it was important writing a book with some pretty dark themes.
Yeah.
I didn't ever want anyone to come away from it feeling negative or feeling for me, reading is escapism, and even though there are a lot of hard lessons to be learned and things to navigate, I never want to feel kind of bogged down and a bit like crushed after reading something. I do want to feel a bit uplifted. So I think, I felt a bit of a responsibility to make sure that whatever I navigated, I kind of could pull the reader out and up a bit.
But that's like real life, right? You have to experience like the hardest of things to truly feel happiness, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so actually that transitions to the next question pretty well. Without giving too much away, Black River deals with themes like grief, family secrets. And I also love the sisterly bond between Dusty and Opie, by the way. It's so adorable. I love it.
Oh, good.
And identity. What drew you to those themes, and how do you think they speak to what young adults, or just readers in general, are feeling today?
Yeah, I think... It's funny. I didn't really set out for any of these things, but as soon as you kind of create these characters and give them a little bit of context and a family dynamic, you just start feeling your way through it. But I think for me, the biggest thing that shaped everything was really the mountain setting and this feeling, you know, we've all got a bit of climate anxiety and feel this kind of greater stress of the world. And I think it's so important for young people to connect with nature. That in itself is like probably the greatest lesson, you know, and could really kind of shape the way everyone interacts with the world and the choices we make if we kind of appreciate that we are, even though we have walls around us, we are in part of an environment. And and so that I think... hopefully speaks to young people and maybe inspires them to not just kind of feel this anxiety about everything going on in the world and the stress on our planet, but maybe find ways to connect with it.
Yeah, that's really beautifully said. And to end this, can you tell us what's next in store for you?
Yeah, so I've actually just handed in my first draft of book two, so it's going to be a duology, so two parts. And what I can say is we'll still be with all the same characters, but the romance will be focused on two other characters, two of the other main characters. So Dusty and Will are still a really big part of the book, and we're still in their perspectives quite a bit, but there are two other characters that may have a bit of an enemy.
Oh, that's my favourite trope. I'm so excited. My God. But yes, thank you so much for coming by 2SER and talking about your new book, Black River, which I recommend everyone to have a read of. If you like supernatural, fantasy, and a bunch of genres, young adult, you'll be so into this. But yes, thank you so much, Ruby.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.